Last week, we reported on some customer comments research conducted by Cotton Incorporated.
And look at the issues customers in the U.S. were having with various products they were buying, everything from jeans to knit tops to pants, children's wear, and home textiles.
That's Kim Kitchings, Vice President of Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics, who says they discovered that one of the major complaints of consumers is fiber substitution of cotton.
A couple of years ago, we had a historical run in cotton prices, and at that time, it made everyone in the supply chain scramble to find a substitution for cotton. But when they did this, the consumer, when she or he went to buy their normal apparel products and just assumed cotton was in there, when they got it home and the item didn't perform like they expected it to, there has been many customers that have posted comments on websites and have talked about their disappointment with this fiber substitution.
In response, Kitchen says they launched the Cotton or Nothing campaign.
And going in during Fashion Week in New York City and setting up these mannequins that went on strike and started holding up signs that said, it's cotton or nothing. Stop substituting our fiber with mystery fabrics. And it's done very, very well. And not only does it educate people that come from the trade and from the consumer standpoint, but it also tells them in ways in which if you're having certain issues or what they call fabric failures on how you can try to control that.
For more information and to watch the commercial, visit CottonOrNothing.com. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.